Well, holy men and women throughout our Catholic history have loved and honored our Blessed Virgin Mary. Perhaps your devotion to Mary has always been there when you needed help. But could your love and reverence for the Mother of God well use a little bit of a boost? Well, the month of May is the perfect time to do that, and a new book by Father Edward Looney is a perfect resource. In his new book, How They Love Mary, you will find how saints like St. Damian of Molokai, Padre Pio, have all had a deep devotion to honoring Mary. Father Edward is the author of the best-selling books, A Heart Like Mary, Rosary Litany, and his writings have also appeared in the pages of Catholic Digest and online at Alitea and Catholic Exchange. Father Edward is also joining me today. Hello, Father Edward. Thank you so much for joining the show today.
Yeah, great to be with you, and always a joy to speak about our Blessed Mother.
Well, Father Edward, you were ordained a priest for the Diocese of Green Bay 2015. What role did Mary play in your journey to the priesthood?
Yeah, great question. And she really had a pivotal role, I would say. It was really through the grace of several different Marian pilgrimages that I kind of received the vocation to the priesthood and then the perseverance to pursue it. So when I was in high school, I went on a pilgrimage to a Marian apparition site, had a pretty profound experience there, thought I'd go be a priest. And I went to the seminary right out of high school, but kind of just had a not so good experience. Maybe I wasn't ready for it or whatever. And so I ended up leaving and really thought that I would never be a priest, would not go back to the seminary, had other ideas for my life. But it was through another pilgrimage to a Marian apparition site again that really spoke to me, really confirmed in me that desire for priesthood and that call that God had placed on my heart. And I was at the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help and Champion, which is the only approved Marian apparition site in the United States. And I was serving Mass there, and I was conflicted. I was thinking about joining a religious order, and or, you know, should I be a diocesan priest? My family was here. And so one day at Mass, as I was serving Mass there, the psalm was, Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. And really, that spoke to me in that moment. And as I looked out, I said, well, I know many of these people here, and these are the people that long to see God's face, and God is asking me, I think, to bring him to them. So I decided to join the Diocese of Green Bay and really never turned back then.
Father Edward Looney is joining me today. His new book, How They Love Mary, 28 Life-Changing Stories of Devotion to Our Lady. It is out by Sophia Institute Press. Father is joining us today to talk a little bit about our devotion to Mary. Father Edward, I fall into this, and I think maybe I may not be alone in that I grew up going to Catholic schools. In fact, I went to St. Mary's in Southern California. I knew how to pray the rosary, and it is that thing that I fall back to when I need help. But somehow you fall out of that when our prayers are answered. All of my life, though, and many Catholics do, we have this connection to Mary. Why is that such a natural part of our faith as Catholics, but maybe not that devotion that we should be keeping as regularly as we should?
Yeah, there was one time that I interviewed the rector of a shrine in Belgium, actually, and this priest was speaking to me, and he said something that I'll never forget. He said that, you know, no matter what happens in life, the people will always remember the address of Our Lady when they need her most. And essentially what he was saying was just like what you said. Sometimes when we know we're in a pinch and we need a prayer, if it's a health situation, if someone lost their job or whatever the intention might be, well, we often find ourselves at the devotional cove of our church, maybe, and we light a candle. Or maybe, you know, I live so close to the Marian apparition site here in the United States and Champion that I know a lot of my parishioners, they'll go and they'll light a candle at the shrine there and ask Our Lady's prayers. So it is just kind of this natural inclination I think we have just because we know how powerful her prayers have been. We've heard the stories about Mary's prayers and how they've obtained grace all throughout the history of the church, from success in battles to people who have experienced miraculous and unexplainable cures. So we turn to her then, I think, because we have that great trust that as a mother, she loves us and that she will try her best to notice our needs, just as she did for that couple at Cana, and bring them to the Lord and ask him to take care of whatever it is that we need help with.
Father Edward, you've talked now a couple of times about Our Lady of Good Counsel, her shrine there in Wisconsin. Let our listeners know, maybe they are not familiar with this, as you said, only approved apparition right here in the United States.
Yeah, so the story is that back in 1859, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to a woman named Adele Bryce, and she was 28 years old, so she wasn't like a child, like Bernadette or the Fatima children or anything like that. And so she was an older, mature woman who received a message from Our Lady to pray for the conversion of sinners, to offer her Holy Communion for that intention, and then to also gather the children and teach them what they need to know for salvation. So that's what Our Lady asked of her, and Adele devoted her entire life to that mission. And in the book, How They Love Mary, and I focus on Adele and her story on day four, I think, and just really throughout her life, there was this sense that she knew that Mary would help her. And partly because at the end of the apparition, after Mary said everything to her, she said, "Go and fear nothing, for I will help you." So truly, Adele relied on Mary's prayers all throughout her life as she founded a religious order, as she did these works of catechesis, as she traveled, all of these different things. She really needed the prayers of the Blessed Mother. And you can tell from her story how Our Lady truly meant that promise and how she was always ready to help her.
Father Edward Looney is joining me today. The name of his book, How They Love Mary, 28 Life-Changing Stories of Devotion to Our Lady. Father Edward, I've enjoyed our conversation so much, but I am coming up against my break. I want to ask you more about your book, and I want to ask you about Solanus Casey in particular, but will you stay with me through the break so we can continue our conversation in the next half hour?
Happily.
I am continuing now my conversation with Father Edward Looney. His new book, How They Loved Mary, 28 Life-Changing Stories of Devotion to Our Lady. It is out by Sophia Institute Press. It is the perfect resource for, well, this month of Our Lady to really deepen and turn back to those devotions to our Blessed Mother. Father Edward, thank you so much for staying with me.
Oh, I'm happy to continue talking about the woman that I love, that Fulton Sheen said, you know, who is the world's first love and the one that he loves too.
Father Edward, we talked in our first half hour. You were ordained a priest in the Diocese of Green Bay in 2015. Well, of course, our saints are guides to our devotion to Mary. And in fact, another Wisconsin native, Solanus Casey, he also had a very deep devotion to Mary. Tell us a little bit about his life and devotion.
Yeah, so Solanus Casey, as you mentioned, was from Wisconsin. He said one of his first masses, actually, in Appleton, which is in the Diocese of Green Bay. He decided to become a Capuchin priest and essentially best known for being the porter or the doorkeeper of the monastery in Detroit. And so people would go to Father Solanus. And he was a simplex priest, so he couldn't really publicly say Mass or hear confessions because they didn't think he was smart enough for that. So they put him at the door, and people would come. They'd ask his prayers and counsel, and he really had this great reputation for holiness and wise counsel, and really miracles were attributed to his counsel and prayers and so forth. And one of the things that really impressed me when I learned about Solanus Casey and in my own life, kind of, he took on a very special role because my mother was a severe diabetic. She had lost a lot of toes. She was probably going to lose her leg. And when I was reading about the life of Solanus Casey back in maybe 2016 or 2017, I realized that he also was in this predicament where he might have his leg amputated. And I decided that I was going to take him as my mother's patron, that I was going to ask him every day. I was praying that little prayer. asking his prayers that my mother would never have her leg amputated. But then as I kept reading that biography of Sylvanus Casey, I also came to learn that he had a great fondness for The Mystical City of God, which is a book by the Venerable Maria of Agreda, who was lived in the 1600s and had these mystical revelations, wrote a four-volume work about the Blessed Mother and her life and the life of Jesus. And Sylvanus Casey read that book, the four volumes, 2,500 pages plus, four times in his life. He knew it pretty well. He could recite passages from memory. He had it read to him on his deathbed. But when people would come to the door of the monastery, they would say, you know, Father, please pray for so-and-so. And he would give them a copy of The Mystical City of God and say, read this and you know, read this and pray. And inevitably, sometimes what would happen is people would come back and say, Father, why didn't so-and-so get better? And he would ask them, well, did you read from The Mystical City of God? And they would say, no. They'd go home, they'd read from The Mystical City of God, and then they would see how God was answering their prayer. So I did that. I prayed to Sylvanus, and then I read The Mystical City of God every day until my mother died, but she never had her leg amputated. So really, I took that as the grace of an answered prayer, just because I knew she wouldn't be a good, you know, a good amputee. So in terms of being bound to a wheelchair and such. Mm-hmm. So this past year, right now, I'm personally, as like a homage to Sylvanus Casey and Maria of Agreda, I'm reading The Mystical City of God. And not only am I doing it for myself, I'm doing it for hundreds of other people through a podcast, much like Father Michael Schmitz or Father Joe Roche did with the Bible or the Diary of Divine Mercy, is that I'm reading excerpts every day of The Mystical City of God and providing commentary. And so it's been so enriching for me. And that's one of the things I think with our Marian devotion, that it can look different. So the rosary sure is a part of it, but there are other expressions. So spiritual reading about Our Lady is something that I am fully engaged in this year. Whereas, you know, other years, my devotion to Our Lady might look a little different.
Well, you can learn more about some of the stories of devotion to Our Lady in Father Edward's new book, How They Love Mary. Father Edward, you did a lot of research. You have 28 stories. Now, in doing this research and learning about different, you know, men and women who have had just life-altering experiences, can you maybe share with us one or two of those where you were really kind of surprised about how their maybe turnaround happened or the ways that Mary interceded for them?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I wanted to do with this book was really to go through my life personally and to see how these holy men and women that I've encountered in my life, whose writings have been very important to me, and just to see their own devotion to the Blessed Mother. And I think one of them that really surprised me that I didn't know much about, actually, was Saint Francis de Sales, who wrote the Introduction to the Devout Life and a few other great spiritual works and writings that he wrote. And for that preparation for writing his chapter, I decided, well, he had these sermons on Our Lady that were published by Pan Books. And I said, well, I'll read these sermons and see what they say. So I open up the book, and here's this picture of Our Lady. And it was a particular devotion, a titular name, a special title of Our Lady. And kind of the dedication was to Our Lady who really intervened in my life or something like that. And so I said, well, I want to know what this story is. So then I took the name of the saint and took the name of Our Lady and simply just Googled it and found a few different other articles about it. But essentially, Francis de Sales, as a young man, was really struggling with depression. And so every day, he would run to the parish church and he would pray at the altar of Our Lady, asking Our Lady to relieve him of that suffering. And so really, we have this great saint in the Catholic Church now, patron saint of journalists and such, because of the prayers of Our Lady. And maybe I'll just say one other one that really surprised me was, and I never heard of her. Someone actually recommended her to me. I said, you know, I have a lot of men, and because I'm a priest, and so I'm familiar with lots of saintly priests and holy men, and that regard, but I'm like, I need a few more women. And this one person recommended Teresa Quevedo, a name that you've probably never heard of. She said her biography is called Mary Was Her Life. And so I buy it, I read it, and I'll tell you, I've never encountered a person who loved the Blessed Mother more than Teresa Quevedo. In fact, I think you could take the devotion of everyone listening to this radio show right now, and Teresa Quevedo's love for the Blessed Mother would blow us out of the water. It was just really phenomenal, just the way she reflected about Our Lady. And basically, you know, we know of St. Therese and her little way, and we could say Teresa Quevedo, Sister Teresa Quevedo, had her little way, and she called it her way of confidence in Our Lady. Just knowing that Our Lady would take care of whatever issue or whatever situation, she would just entrust it to the prayers of Our Lady. And so very powerful, very profound, the way that she lived as a young person, her own Marian devotion. And she died at a very young age, but really a great witness to me. And I hope at now introducing her to so many others, to the world, her own devotion to Our Lady.
Well, you can read about her and many others in Father Edward's new book, How They Love Mary, 28 Life-Changing Stories of Devotion to Our Lady. You can find it on Sophia Institute's webpage. You can also purchase a copy from any one of our wonderful local Catholic bookstores. Father Edward, you also have a great website with lots of resources on there. Tell our listeners a little bit about it and where they can find it.
Sure. Yeah. My own personal website is edwardlooney.com, and I don't really update it ever. It kind of just serves as a landing place or whatever. But I contribute to a lot of different online places like Catholic Link or Catholic Exchange, Alatea. And so you can find links to my author pages and see what I'm writing through the website, and also find some of the other podcast work that I've been doing.
Oh, excellent. I encourage our listeners, just do a little Google search for Father Edward Looney. You'll find all of those great resources, including that podcast that he is doing on the mystical city of God. Well, Father Edward, I appreciate your time so much today. It's a wonderful book, beautiful cover, of course, of Our Blessed Mother. I encourage our listeners to definitely, well, go check that out. Before we go today, will you end us in prayer?
Yes, I'd be happy to do so. We invoke the intercession of Our Lady, who we call upon as the Queen of the May. We know that she has appeared throughout time and given these messages to help us to love God more. And so may we listen to her voice. May we strive to love her each and every day. And through her intercession, may God bestow many graces upon us. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And again, that is Father Edward Looney, the name of the book, How They Love Mary. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get right to Sophia Institute Press. You can purchase a copy for yourself. You're going to find that link on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com.